Okay. I almost didn't push the button and I would have lost ya. Well, that wouldn't have been good. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Good morning.
Good evening. How are you, Elias?
As always, and yourself?
I wish I could say as always. That would be nice for a change. Hey, when I was thinking about the session that was coming up tonight, I kept picturing you as this man with a top hat. And wearing an old-fashioned suit. And I'm just wondering, did I know you in a past life in that imagery?
Yes.
Ah, that's why I picked you that way. What year was that?
That would be in the time framework of the mid-1800s.
Was it in England?
Yes.
Oh, I thought so. And we were friends?
Yes.
And I was male.
Yes, you are correct.
I just got that impression tonight before I called. That's interesting. I was reading your session with the group session that you did, and you were asking people about how their perception has changed during the last wave. And I just wanted to say that I didn't put perception together and how things have changed until I read that session, and I realized that in the last year, all the stuff that's happened with me in relation to the kinesiology I've been doing and the energy work and the starting of channeling was all related to that.
Yes.
It was quite, I didn't put the connection together, so that was interesting. And I'm just wondering if I could get some clarification on something. I have had some experiences where I think I'm now clairaudient and an empath, where I can feel what's happening with the client's body during treatment. Would this be correct?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I'm also seeing the expressing the ability to see images more clearly as they're received. And I'm just wondering, am I getting them clear or is there a lot of distortion there?
It is becoming more and more clear. Yes, I would agree.
All right. And I'm just wondering, did that have to do with, I had been sitting in meditation, and during the meditation, I had this image of a man, and he came and put these, it was more like a dream slash meditation, because I was probably asleep, and he came and put these little headphone-like gadgets on my head, and this was several months ago, and said, you've now been given the gift of sight. And I didn't understand what that meant, and I wondered if it had to do with this being more visual in my treatments with people.
Yes, you are correct.
So is that going to become clearer for me?
It is a very strong potential that you will continue to develop this and in that become clearer and clearer, and that will generate more of a strength in energy in what you do.
Okay, well that's fantastic. That's something I've always wished for. So to be of help that way. So that's good. Okay, so I have a bunch of along with the questions tonight. So if we could just go over a few things to get them out of the way briefly. Things I'm curious about. If you could answer them, you know, in short style for me, that would be helpful. First question is, have I ever had a focus as a Native American female shaman or dreamer during a time when they still lived in teepees, and I used to wear a heavy, large blanket, and I would sit and observe visions for people?
Yes.
Can you tell me what year that was?
That would be in the 1600s.
Okay. And is it her focus on connecting with, when I see the valley that stretches out into plains, grasslands, and there's like hunters there? My impression is more prehistoric, but I wondered if it was connected with her.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. All right. Do I have a future focus who is an Asian, Chinese, I think, who works in a research scientist that works in a lab and uses a microscope a lot?
Yes.
Can you tell me what time frame she's in?
That would be in the early 2100s.
Really? Okay. My neighbor, Graham, reminds me very much of my father. He acts like him, his energy is very similar, he even looks like him. Can you explain, is there some connection I'm sensing there?
There is a counterpart action, and these individuals do incorporate a very similar energy, the essences. Incorporate a very similar energy.
Okay, well, that would explain things. Now, I had a meditation where I saw my current husband as a young boy and myself as a girl. We were playmates in Scotland, and I was of a poorer family than he, and his father did not like him associating with me, and I didn't see a father for me in that lifetime. Would this be correct?
Yes.
This is good. And now he used to get into trouble for playing with me due to the social class difference. Is this also correct?
Yes.
Ah, so what year was that?
That would be in the 1400s.
And it is in Scotland?
Yes.
Do you know the town?
I would encourage you to investigate.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. I want to go to Scotland, so maybe I'll find it then.
Uh-huh.
Do I have a past focus as a female in Europe who has a mental illness, and it's like schizophrenia, and she hallucinates horrible images. Her life is quite affected by this. I see institutionalization, maybe. I'm just wondering if it's past or a present focus.
It is past, and you are correct.
Okay, what year was that? And is it in Poland?
Yes, you are correct. And that would be within the early 1900s.
And it's Poland. Okay, now the pain in my hips, neck, and L3 in my back, can you tell me what that is related to? Because nothing seems to be fixing it, and it really has my attention lately, and there's an actual curvature starting in my back that's causing a lot of pain.
And what is your assessment thus far?
Well, I wondered if it was related to what you were saying earlier, when I'm too rigid about stuff, my body has to cope by my muscles relaxing, and I have been under a lot of stress, so I wondered if it was that.
Yes, you are correct. I would be acknowledging of you that you are paying attention, and you are allowing yourself to decipher what you are doing with your body consciousness.
Thank you. I'm just not sure what I'm being rigid about. So yeah, I'm getting the message, but I'm like, okay, I haven't got quite the whole message.
The rigidness is concerning pressuring yourself. Pressuring yourself in many different expressions. Pressuring yourself in relation to your relationship, your home, and even somewhat in association with your work, so to speak.
Okay. I'll have to think about that more. Okay, am I really intolerant to all grains, or is the bloating, sore joints, gut pain related to just pressuring myself?
I would express somewhat both. It is more associated with pressuring, but you do incorporate somewhat of an intolerance to grain substances. It is not extreme, but there is somewhat of a rejection with your body consciousness in relation to those types of substances.
Is it because of the starch in the substance? That's my feeling.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. All right. I've been having some chest pain that feels like angina, and my impression was it was caused by an energy blockage, so I went to see my friend Andy to see if he could help shift it, and it did shift, which would indicate to me it was an energy block, because I just wanted to make sure it wasn't anything more than that.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I've had the urge to do search and rescue stuff involving search on horseback and using my abilities with perception to help people, and I'd like to expand that perception so that I can help find missing people. Now, I'm just wondering if this desire is related to a focus I have as a sheriff in the U.S., or is it something that would be quite enjoyable and beneficial for me in this life?
Both. Let me express to you the reminder. Bleed-throughs from other focuses occur in relation to what you are doing in this focus. And what interests you, express, or what experiences you are generating yourself. And in that, you more easily connect with other focuses that may engage similar experiences, and that enhances your experiences in this focus. But it is not because of the other focus that you generate an interest in some direction in this focus. It may merely be enhanced by the energy of the other focus, which is generating similar experiences.
Okay, so you can sort of draw on their experiences as well while you're experiencing something similar.
Yes, to enhance that or to emphasize it.
Okay. All right, thanks for that. Now, the thing, I guess, that's causing all this pressure and health issues is really, I've had quite a strong urge to close my clinic and move elsewhere, and for a long time, we've discussed this many times, I would like a property in which to treat animals and people from a holistic naturopathic method, but all I seem to be creating is a property in a place I do not like, that has chewed up most of our funds, and doesn't really suit what I desire to experience. It certainly doesn't have the house that I wanted, and furthermore, my partner was posted to a job where we can only see each other every other weekend. So what I did to cope with the pressure and the imbalance was I cut my hours at the clinic to 3 days a week, and I hired a receptionist. And I was very pleased with myself because I started earning exactly the same amount of money when I was working full-time, and I had a lot less pressure at work, and I really enjoyed my receptionist company. And I had more time to do my horseback riding and clarinet lessons. But then today I found out that I'm not able to keep the receptionist due to tax reasons, having to pay super. And just when I was becoming comfortable with it, it's like, okay, you can't have the receptionist. And I still don't feel like my heart is fully in the clinic, that I need to be out of the city. But it's like I've created a partial scenario of what I I wanted. Like, for example, I ride a horse, but I can't actually own one because I don't know when my husband's going to get transferred overseas. I'm on the acreage, but the house that's on the acreage I don't like. So I've created sort of like a partial scenario or a compromise, and it's really frustrating, and I'm wondering, how did that happen?
I would express to you that in your process, you actually are accomplishing. For the most part, individuals create in a process, and in whatever process they engage, it is a matter of setting your intention, as we have discussed, but also not focusing upon that, focusing upon the process and acknowledging the accomplishments within the process, recognizing that in any process you engage steps. And all of the steps may not necessarily be accomplished immediately or simultaneously, but it is a matter of acknowledging the accomplishments that you are generating rather than focusing upon what you perceive to be setbacks or what you are not accomplishing. This is very common for individuals to express. Individuals in care for the tendency to pay attention more so to what they perceive they are not accomplishing, or what they do not have, or what they do not want, rather than acknowledging in their process what they are accomplishing and what they are comfortable with and what they are satisfied with. And in this, you have been accomplishing. You have been engaging a process with an intention, and you have been engaging steps to accomplish that. I am understanding that it may not be fully realized yet, but you are, in a manner of speaking, well into your process of accomplishing more fully what you want, and you have been accomplishing a considerable amount, contrary to your perception in what you are paying attention to, that you are not accomplishing well enough. I would express,
well, it's not a matter of well enough, it's accomplishing in line with my preferences. Like, I was really excited when I cut the hours back, and I did this intentionally. I looked at my clinic and went, I want to cut my hours back to 3 days a week, and there's no reason why I can't make the same amount of money. And dang, it happened. And I want someone to work with because it's lonely living by myself and working by myself, and I need someone to help me out, and bang, it happened. And then, it's like, all that was great, poof, it all happened, and then the receptionist thing may not work out now, and I'm like, wow.
But in any process, as you acknowledge yourself for what you are accomplishing, you will present yourself with potential obstacles, and it is a matter of being creative and allowing yourself to explore and discover how you can continue in your direction and move around the obstacle rather than allowing the obstacle to create a stop point for you. Remember, you can liken yourself to a stream. A stream that is flowing. And a boulder may fall into the stream. And the stream can either flow around the boulder quite naturally, or it can allow the boulder to create a dam. In this, it is a matter of you paying attention to you and allowing yourself to continue to flow and move around the obstacle rather than allowing the obstacle to create that stop point.
Okay, in line with what you just said, the last time we talked, you said that I effectively went around an obstacle, created a way around the obstacle in relation to my relationship, so that if Kim and I were to move to Saudi Arabia, we would remain together and not be separated by deployment. And you said, let that unfold. So this has all worked out, and that option has presented itself now, and it's unfolded. But now, in my heart, it doesn't feel right, because somehow I left out the part that we want to own horses, I'd like to have a cottage, and that by moving with this flow and going that direction, by moving to Saudi, it does keep us together. It'll give us the cash to buy the property we want and the house that we want. However, we have to wait years for this to happen, and we both feel like it may be wasting the time we want to be spending doing what we really want. It's like we're waiting.
And that can be a significant trap.
What's that?
Waiting. There is a difference between waiting and allowing. And waiting gives away your power.
So if we moved there, we really wouldn't be waiting. It would be part of the process.
Yes, but let me also express to you, it is important for you to genuinely be listening to yourself and to your intuition. In this time framework, in relation to these decisions, it is significant and important for you to genuinely listen to yourself.
Okay, I'm the one that mentioned to Tim that this Saudi would be a good idea. So now he's up on that steamroller, wants to go, and I've got the brakes on full speed ahead. Don't even want to go there. I'm doing full on stop with it because it doesn't feel right. And when we discuss options, I see an image in my head of cans actually, and I wonder if it's related to alternative employment for him.
That would be his choice. I would express that it is important for you to be paying attention to the communications that you are offering to yourself. When you express a strong hesitation, there is a reason. And it is important to pay attention to that. Now, what options have you entertained in relation to this situation?
Okay, well, he looked at actually getting a job in Cannes, but wasn't sure if they'd take him. He looked at an airline job, and he looked at Saudi. Now, all the reason regarding his income, staying with him, I didn't like any of the options really, because it was it meant a lot of separation except the Saudi one. I entertained going to Saudi and thought it might be fun for a while and we could travel, but it would mean we have to move our dogs over there and put them to a horrible quarantine. But right now, in this present moment, I'm really enjoying horses. So I actually thought maybe I should just stay here and open a clinic here, but this particular place is not, doesn't feel right to me either. So I still want to move up the Sunshine Coast, open my practice, have a cottage, but financially, marriage-wise, they don't gel.
And do you incorporate a willingness to be separated?
We already are, because he's been posted down south, and we're 8 months into it, and I'm finding it really hard. I'm feeling like I don't know who he is anymore, and if we stay separated too much longer, it could cost us our marriage.
And what is your hesitation in relation to these other options of employment with him?
For him, it's money. They don't pay as well, and he's worried about the oil prices and not having a job with the airline for very long. For me, it was the airline sound is okay, as long as he's happy doing it, but he says he probably wouldn't be. And the other option, Canada, I have no idea about. I don't even know if it is an option yet.
And what does he enjoy doing?
He would rather be flying up in a gig and doing part-time work up there and doing part-time dive work, and he just wants time to work only part-time, but his fear is that we won't have the money to accomplish what we want, and he wants to retire up on the Sunshine Coast, so he sees Saudi as the only option now because of money.
I will remind you that when money becomes the foremost goal or the most important factor in any direction, you are setting yourself in a direction for dangerous territory. But when money is the most important factor,
yeah, not for me,
or the foremost factor, that creates many obstacles. And it creates tremendous potentials for disappointment, for conflict, and for a lack of success. For when money is the foremost factor, the individual is not paying attention to what they are doing. And the individual creates a likelihood in which they will compromise themselves and allow themselves to sacrifice their comfort for the sake of generating money. And I will reiterate, this is entirely unnecessary. for it. And you can generate money, and you can generate the amounts of money that you want without sacrificing comfort and without compromising yourselves in paying attention to what you want and what you enjoy doing.
Right.
When you engage what you enjoy doing, you will be much more successful, and you will be allowing yourself to generate money easily, and you will engage the action that generates money more, for you enjoy it, and therefore you will not perceive it as work.
And that's what I've created with my business, but now I'm at the point where I perceive my business more as work, because it's so far from my home and it's a long travel time. So I understand what you're saying. I think what I'm struggling with is being married to someone whose job dictates, I guess, or I allow it to dictate a lot of what happens in our life. And I'm really tired of being lonely in a marriage. I do want a partner to be with and who is enjoying the same things as myself. It just seems there is a continual conflict of his employment keeping us apart.
I would express the suggestion that you allow yourselves together to be creative and explore other directions also. For I'm aware in your energy that this option of moving to Saudi is not very comfortable for you, and this is creating a conflict, and it creates a conflict for him also, for the reason that he is willing to engage this move is primarily money. And that will create conflict also. And it will create discomfort. It is already creating discomfort.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. We'll look at other options together. But now, the other issue is, with this communication wave, we've both been quite argumentative, and the mention of divorce has come up several times, and he said he thinks about it a lot, and I'm questioning whether our marriage is even salvageable, and maybe I have asked myself, should I just let him be off, do what you want to do, and I'll try and do what I want to do, but yet a part of me doesn't really deep down want that, so I don't know what to do.
I would express to you in this time framework, it would be important for you to allow yourself a time framework to genuinely evaluate what you want. And in that evaluation, not compromising, not acquiescing, but genuinely evaluating what do you genuinely want, and what are you willing to engage in energy to create what you want. That is a significant question. For many times individuals may want a particular direction or manifestation or relationship. But they may not necessarily want to invest the energy, or they may not be willing to invest the energy and the action to create that. And also, it is not uncommon for individuals to think they want a particular manifestation, but their actual motivation for that is not that they genuinely want that, but more so that it is familiar and therefore it is safe. Safe is not always comfortable. You can express an association of safety and not be comfortable, but choose to hold to the safety, for it is familiar. And regardless that the comfort may be more freeing or more liberating, the familiarity of the safety creates a stronghold. Therefore, it is important to genuinely evaluate what you actually want. And
I have done that on several occasions, and I even used some of your techniques you offered, like when you said that if you look at a situation and if it is self-denying, generally that is not the correct direction or the best choice to be making. But then I thought, well, how do you know if it's self-denying if you don't know what could happen in the future if you go down that path?
This is the element of listening to your intuition, of genuinely paying attention to your communications. You do incorporate constant streams of communications through feeling, through intuition, through impressions. You can know what directions to proceed within and what directions not to proceed within in listening to yourself. When you generate strong apprehensions, there is an element of yourself that is expressing that for a reason. As I have expressed many times previously, you know more than you think you know, and you are aware of more than you think you are aware of. It is merely that it is unfamiliar to be genuinely paying attention to these avenues of communication and trusting them, that you do know. It may...
In some respects, I'm not sure that I do, because I do project a lot of fear about things. Like, I felt last year that the Saudi auction was an awesome option for us, it would offer us a lot of fun in it. But then I started getting fearful about putting my animals through quarantine, and that there wouldn't be horseback riding there for me, and I couldn't work with animals, and so I started projecting all this fear, and now I'm not sure if I don't want to go there because my intuition is saying I shouldn't go there, or if I've just projected so much fear that it doesn't look like a good option.
I'm understanding. Now, what suggests to you that you would not incorporate the ability to interact with creatures in that area, or that you could not engage horses in that area?
Well, I've lived there before, and I did try horseback riding there before, and it was very restricted for women, and it was on a compound, and you could only ride around in this little circle on the compound, so it wouldn't, I'm assuming based on what I saw there before, that it wouldn't have the scope of what I want to experience that Australia offered me.
Very well.
Am I wrong in this assumption?
Goodbye.
Not necessarily. Now, let me express the reason. I could express to you that you could create differently, and I could express to you that past experiences do not necessarily dictate future experiences, and that what you have created in the past is not necessarily pertinent to now and does not necessarily limit you now. But I will also express realistically, with your energy, that you do incorporate strong associations, and therefore it would be more difficult for you to override those associations and create a different type of experience in that location, for your associations are so very strong. In this, it is not that it is impossible, it is quite possible, but it is less likely that you would create different experiences in which you would allow yourself more freedom and more flexibility.
All right, so Australia would probably be present the things that I want, where I could take in animals from the SPCA, and I can do the search and rescue, and I can fine-tune my horseback riding and all of that. Now we just have to sort out how to earn income in relation to that.
And you can. It is a matter of moving outside the box.
So does this mean I have to compromise the desire that I have for a certain type of cottage, a certain type of property, and a certain type of house? Or is that rigidity thing happening?
That is the rigidity. No, you do not compromise. It is not necessary to compromise.
Well, I can still dream about those things and try and create them how I would like to see them, because they are my personal preference.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is merely a matter of moving outside of what you automatically view as conventional methods of engaging what you want to engage. Allow yourself to be more creative and imaginative. And in that...
Can you give me a suggestion there? Because I always think I'm imaginative. Obviously, I'm not. Can you give me an avenue to explore, perhaps?
First of all, express to myself, what would you automatically view as an avenue or a method that you would possibly engage to involve yourself with creatures and incorporate money.
Okay, well, I do acupuncture on horses now, and I do biomedical therapy on animals, and I just wanted to have a cottage on my property where I treated people, because I'm a naturopath, but also have a section that was for animals so they could bring their pets there. But the property I'm on now, it doesn't feel suitable. I feel antagonistic towards it.
Very well. And how would you approach the idea of the search and rescue?
I was going to actually do that voluntarily and ask just for money for the cost of petrol, because I just felt, I do feel some pleasure of volunteering my time, and I thought of doing that with the SPCA or search and rescue. I feel that that isn't something I should charge for.
Very well. And in relation to the property that you occupy now, could you perceive temporarily any manner in which you could engage this area in a different energy and with a different perception, if you are genuinely viewing it as temporary?
If I was viewing it as temporary, I could use a shed to treat animals from, but I don't really have the facilities for people unless I actually spent more money on the place, which I don't necessarily want to do. And I could still work at my clinic for 3 days a week and use the shed to treat animals. It would mean outlaying more money.
But it would also generate more money.
True. That's the frustrating thing. Do I put more energy into a place where I don't want to be?
But this is the point. It is a matter of beginning to do what you want now rather than waiting.
Okay.
Therefore, if you are engaging what you want to do now rather than waiting, that furthers you in your direction to be accomplishing what you want in your intention, with a different location, with a different home, and engaging your practice in the manner that you want. The more you engage action of what you want now, the more you move your process forward to accomplish fully what you want. The more you wait and concentrate upon what you do not want, the more you push away what you want, the further it recedes from you.
Okay, I got it. That's kind of the message I was getting, I think, in a really roundabout way, but I wasn't quite sure what it was again, because I was getting all those, I was getting a bunch of letters and emails and imagery of animals again that were in distress, like from the company PETA, P-E-T-A, that, you know, are letting people know about horrific things that are happening to animals all over the world. And it makes me very sad, and I thought, oh, here's this imagery again.
Perhaps you are offering yourself this imagery to inspire you and to motivate you to engage action now rather than continuing to wait.
Right. Okay, I got it. All right, now, can you tell me why I've been seeing imagery of spiders?
I would express that this is quite encouraging.
I hate them.
Whether you dislike them or not matters not, for this is very encouraging imagery. For the imagery of spiders for you is very creative. They are very diligent. They also incorporate a significant determination, considerable creativity, and perform a significant service.
All right. That's interesting. I just wish I didn't see them crawling on me. Okay, I've got about 10 minutes left, if that. So I just want to ask, now, there was a bluebird that was hanging around our house when we were renovating this place, and my husband and I were having the feud of a lifetime because I did not want to renovate this house. Our builder affectionately referred to it as a turd, but he was polishing the turd. It's a horrible thing to say, but that's what he called it because it was such a dump. Anyway, this little bluebird kept coming and sitting on my husband's shoulder while he was renovating it. So we looked up this bird on the internet, and the irony was this bird's called a dollar bird. And that's what he was doing with the dollar gun. Bing, 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 bing. He had no money. And I said, really, this bird was blue? I said, does that have anything to do with you?
Yes, you are quite correct.
I knew it. That was funny. Okay, funny but not funny. What was the message?
The energy and the imagery that I was offering to you was, first of all, playful, an encouragement to not be generating such distress and such irritation. Also, to be incorporating more of a lightness in energy, in humor, rather than in opposing, and to be reminding that there are many different manners in which you can perceive any action.
Well, if we ever get stuck like that again, can you send that little bird back? Because now I actually know what it means. Okay. So I tried that exercise you gave me about influencing the movements of non-domestic creatures, where you said just to sit and look at them and you know, ask them in a way energetically to do what you'd like. And the only success I had with that was a horse. When I was riding the horse, I actually got it to do what I want by thinking about what I wanted. But I'm not sure if I gave it body language. But with the birds, they just fly away. I haven't had much success with that.
It is not a matter of merely thinking. That is the point. It is a matter of being very aware of your energy and feeling how it is being projected. If you are merely engaging thinking, you will be considerably unsuccessful. For thinking does not necessarily connect with the other creature. But this was an exercise for you to practice manipulating energy and to become more proficient at how you manipulate. manipulate energy, for this is what you do, and this is what you want to do. And in this, it was an exercise to allow you to be more clearly aware of your energy and more focused in it, and in that, feel how it is extending from you to the creature.
Okay, I'm going to need more work at that. And now, when my dog has a throat spasm, is she reflecting that, what you just said about my energy back to me?
Yes.
Ah, okay, I got that now. All right. Okay. I'll just have to pay attention the next time it happens. I had a weird incident happen the other day. I was smelling the smell of peanuts for like 2 days, and I thought it was peanut butter. I kept looking around my house, couldn't find the smell. And then I was shown an image of a man sorting peanuts on an old conveyor belt. And I felt it was a message from my mom, and I wasn't getting the message, so I just phoned her and trusted that it would come when I was on the phone with her. And what I got was that it was a message about her and her finances and not to worry about her future, you know, counting peanuts, because she was concerned a bit about her retirement. And the information I got was that it was someone named Bradley, and it was a focus she had with this, or has with this Bradley. And I got the essence name of Shivan for Bradley. Is any of this right?
Yes, you are correct.
So, is it a current focus of hers?
An overlapping focus, slightly past.
Overlapping, slightly past. Okay, I also got that her name was Joyce, I think, in this, and she was quite young, and he just loved her so much, and this is why he's sending her encouraging energy now to not be counting her peanuts, just getting her trailer, her caravan, and travel and enjoy her retirement.
Yes, you are correct.
Oh, she's going to be so happy to hear this, because I can't understand the connection. And you know, thank you for telling me that, because it's so reassuring when you take the risk of opening your mouth and saying, hello, I'm channeling this information, there's always a risk you're going to look like an idiot.
This is the point of trusting yourself, my friend.
And I did. I just trusted her, and I knew when I picked up the phone, the info would come.
Congratulations. This is a
Bradley wouldn't tell me till I did phone her.
This is a significant accomplishment.
Yeah, that's exciting. Now, Mom also wanted to know if she had a focus as Anne Boleyn.
Observing.
Okay, and does she have a focus as a detective inspector in England?
Yes.
Present?
Past.
Past. What year?
Early 1900s.
Okay, and she also feels she has a focus as a gardener in Japan, and she needs to know what year for that.
Yes, she's correct. Mid-1800s.
Okay. Oh, that's great. All right, now... Oh, I have like 2 minutes left, so let me see what's the most important question to ask. Oh, yes. I was doing an exercise the other day that you offered of moving obstacles. So when you see something as an obstacle, how to picture getting it out of the way. And I was about to go horseback riding, and it was on a radio that was going to rain really heavy all day. And so I was driving to my appointment, and I saw the clouds, and I saw a big pillar, and the clouds were the pillar, and I shoved it out of the way, and I drove into the sunshine to have my lesson. Now, that lasted all day till I came home, and I opened up my door of my house. I turned around, and it just poured.
I would express another congratulations to you.
Yes, that was so awesome.
That is a significant accomplishment.
and after my riding lesson, I wanted to go riding with a friend, so I had to keep doing it during the day. Every time the clouds would threaten, I would picture the pillar, and towards the end of it, it was getting harder and harder, so I chopped up the pillar with an axe.
But this is a significant validation to you of how powerful perception is.
Yeah, And I had a feeling. I did that.
You are correct.
Okay. Now, I think I've got most of all my questions, except for one. I was going to go back on a holiday to Canada, and there was so much conflict about who I was going to stay with, what family felt obligated for me to visit, and I realized I've cut all my connections with Canada except with my mother. I don't want to be around my brother. I don't have a desire to go there. I don't even want to meet my nephews. And it's, even though I do like them, the fact that they're there, and I felt guilty about that, but on the same hand, I felt like that part of my life isn't even me anymore. I've changed so much. Is that just a perception thing, or?
I would express that it is quite valid. And in this, it is another example of paying attention to you and what is comfortable for you and what is not, and listening to those hesitations.
Yeah, I listened to it this time. It got so much conflict arose out of it. I thought, if I go there, there's going to be a big blow up. And I really like Australia now. To me, Australia is my home, and I don't want to leave here.
And I would be acknowledging of you for when you resonate with any particular area, you accomplish more easily and you generate much more comfort.
Okay, right. I'm just gonna keep going with the comfort thing. I'm with Mary on that one. Now, I couldn't find anywhere on the webpage. Do mermaids exist?
Yes, but not in this dimension.
I accessed a different dimension then, because I had a visualization of an underwater city and that these mermaids, and I just wondered, was it just a dream, or do they actually exist?
They are quite real, but not in this dimension.
Okay, so that's where I went. All right. Well, this session was fantastic, Elias. I just felt like I had a chat with an old friend.
And you did.
I did. Oh, that was lovely. I just feel like I've just had confirmation on everything that's been happening. And with this channeling stuff and the information I've been receiving, I've been very hesitant to tell people because of the profession I'm in. And now I realize when it's there, I'm just going to say it because it has never been wrong yet.
Correct. And I would be greatly encouraging of you, my friend.
Thank you. I just worry about, you know, what you've talked about in the past about distortion. And I've never attempted to predict anyone's future. I would never do that because it can change in a nanosecond. It's just, you know, some of the information can appear that way. But
I'm understanding. I would be very encouraging to you to trust yourself.
Thank you. Yes, I do need to kick up the bum that way sometimes. Just trust yourself. All right, Dan Cole, I'll let you go so Mary can have a break before her, Michael can have his break before the next client arrives.
Very well.
And I look forward to our next chat when I have accumulated enough questions to bombard you with.
Very well, and so shall I.
Thank you so much.
Do you, as always, my dear friend, in great appreciation and in tremendous lovingness to you.
And to you. Bye-bye.